Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Jesus said, "Come unto me, for you will labor on a heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." You need to have faith no matter the circumstance. You need to have faith no matter the situation. That Jesus answers prayers and lives forevermore. Join Pastor Samuel Moronochi at the Howl of Revival. Faith is the key. Have faith in the Lord.
I was praying, so We're going to tell the Lord whatever we have.
That
this revival found. The blessings you have for me, Lord, don't let me miss them. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord the blessings you have for me.
In
the name of Jesus, let me miss any of them. Don't let me miss any of them. Lord, I'm ready to receive all the blessings. All the blessings you have for me are the revival. I'm Lord. Jesus, I'm ready to receive. I am ready to receive you.
We
are in the time of revival. Rise up to your feet and say, Lord, I'm ready to receive the wonder. I am ready to receive the wonder. I'm ready to receive the blessings. I'm ready to receive all the good things. All the good things you have for me at this very time. Lord, I'm ready. Lord, I want to stand. Lord, I'm ready to receive them. I rebuke all Israel. I rebuke all the promises.
Everything
Satan has gathered to walk in mercy, I bring them under my feet. I nullify every power of
darkness
and
sickness
in the name of Jesus Christ. I am ready to receive my blessing. I am ready to receive my blessing. I am ready to receive my blessing. I am ready to receive the wonder. Jesus said, they are the bread for the children. They are the Lord. I am ready to receive my bread. In Jesus' name, our Lord. As you have said, it is so in Jesus' name.
This hour
of revival, the blessings of God will not elude your life. In the name of Jesus, you will receive all the blessings. The blessings of God shall be yours. Your life shall not remain the same. Which are past, come into your life as you hear the word. Glory be to the name of the Lord.
Oluwawa,
in Jesus' name, our Lord.
Nibi kibiti awa ti ati le ma ni anfani lati gboro yi.
Whatever you have, that you have the privilege to listen to this word, you are in the heart of revival. I'm sent to you. As the Lord showed the prophet Ezekiel that he should prophesy to the dry bones, and he did so, and dry bones
lived.
The same thing that has to prophesy to your life, not just prophesying on mere song, not ordinary prophecy, not vague prophecy, prophecy from the preaching of the word of God. Prophecy from the preaching of the word of God. Therefore, I'm assured that as you listen to the word, everything has become dry bone in your life shall leave. All the dead good things will revive. The hand of the Lord for wonder shall affect your life. And if you yourself, you will touch him for one time, your life shall not remain the same again. Therefore, whatever that you may be, I want you to be attentive and to open your heart. I need broad attentiveness from you and the opening of your mind. The topic for today, revival, that is touch for wonder. Touch for wonder. The book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 34. I want to read to you. It reads, and behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus, came, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, his little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, but lay his hand on her that she may be healed, and she will live. So Jesus went with him, and a great multitude thronged in. Now, as after the woman had a flow of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians, she had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. She said, if only I may touch his blood, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was gathered, and she felt in her body, and she was healed of the affliction. And immediately, Jesus, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, touch my clothes. The disciples said to him, you see the multitude troubling you, and you say, who touched me? He looked around to see how he has done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Whatever the problem that comes with you to this revival, under this ministration, it will vanish away. Once again, the topic of the message we are listening to you for today's revival, touch for wonder. Touch for wonder. The place I read to you, when Jesus was on his earthly ministry, he was in a certain place. The head of the synagogue sent for him that he pleaded him to come, that his daughter is sick, she's sick of the dead. Therefore, that Jesus should lay hand on her. That's the faith of Jairus. Because of the head of the church, the leader in the church, pastor in the church, he had the faith on the hand of Jesus, that Jesus bring his hand. And the way you believe is what God will do. When Jesus had that, Jesus was bringing the hand as Jairus has demanded. But the suffering woman, she's in the infirmity of blood for 12 years. She saw the multitude passing by, and then she said, Jesus, she has been hearing about Jesus, and she sneaked into the crowd, and then she said, no need of him touching me, no need of him touching me, no need of him seeing me. This man called Jesus. In her heart she was thinking like that. No need that he saw me, that he touched me. If only I touch him, I shall be made whole.
And she sneaked through the multitude and she touched the garment of Jesus, the hem of the garment of Jesus, and she was made whole. That long problem came to a solution. And within that multitude, Jesus stood down. The faith of the woman made Jesus to stop. Listen. The one bring up the part of the Bible. There was a particular man that invited Jesus. But this woman, by her living and genuine faith, stopped Jesus. That Jesus
told
him, he knew a power that came out from me.
So
the authority came out of me. He touched me. Disciples say,
there
are multitude around, thousands of people. And then you say, who touched you? Jesus said, this touch is different. This touch is different. I know you have been touching just for you, for them to see you. You are only going before me. Your own touch is meaningless. But there is a touch that is different. While Jesus was explaining, you know, the woman, she was afraid, she was scared. She couldn't hold it to herself again. Now she revealed herself and said, Master, I am the one. And now she explains that make the record to the rich king now, that for 12 years she has been going about with this disease. Every day she always has blood flow on her body. All her clothes become worn out. She's been to many people. The one that will ask her to get herself, do this and do that. But getting worse. She has seen many things. But when I saw you, I concluded no need of you touching me. I should be the one to touch you. Once I touch the hem of your garment, I shall be made whole. With that faith, she had the faith and the trust. Listen, she came behind Jesus. This has many interpretations. And when she heard about Jesus, she heard about the gospel. That's what the gospel. She came behind him. That means she repented. She changed and she came to him. And from that, she touched him. What you are saying is this. When he heard about him, she came behind him. She never jumped to the front. She came behind. From that behind, now she touched Jesus. And she told him, this is what I've seen. Now Jesus said, your faith make you old. We're speaking to you here. Touch for wonders. Touch to receive wonders. That among brothers and sisters, there are many touches. The Bible describes many touches. Take for instance, if the first woman that God created, the mother of all human beings, how she touched the forbidden fruit, even they should not eat the next of touching, she touch and eat. That make all men to be sinners. Also how the angel of God touched the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 7 and took away his iniquity. That's why God touched prophet Jeremiah and make him to speak sound well, because he was not speaking well, but he speak
well.
Also the great touch of God on prophet Elijah, when he was weary and God gave him strength. Touch. Also the touch of Christ
with
the widow, the daughter of the widow of Nain, how she touched him and she lived. Also the touch on the daughter of Jairus.
Jairus said,
Jesus went according to the commandment of Jairus and he went there, he touched her, and even today, the touch by which the Spirit of God is to work is a touch that turns sorrow to joy. God wants to do it today. Touch that turns diseases to wellness. Touch that exalts. Touch that brings down problems. How then can we touch the Lord? Or how can God touch us for us to receive wonders? And the tormenting spirit will forsake our life. And by this we consider the revival message under this point one. Satan's touch for oppression. Satan's touch for oppression. Point two. Savior's touch for deliverance. Savior's touch for deliverance. Point three. Specific touch for individuals to receive wonder. Specific touch for individuals to receive wonder. As you hear those words, it shall turn to blessing for you. It will turn to deliverance. Satan's touch for oppression. Satan's touch for oppression. Gospel according to John chapter 10. The thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I come that they may have life, even to have in abundance. The thief does not come but to steal. The thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil. When we say the Satan's touch, this touch of Satan do touch to afflict, to steal from man, to destroy the covenant of God over one, to destroy the plan of God over one. Satan touch that person that makes him to have evil thoughts. Satan touch that man that makes him to be going to immorality. And because he knew he had a great future for his life, Satan touch many people for him to be telling lies. Satan touch that man that block his ears because he wants to rob him of the talents given to him. He wants to destroy the good covenant of God for his life. Satan wants to afflict him and oppress him and lead him to hell. Darkness here stand for the stand for demons, even for evil people. Satan's touch. Satan's touch. Touch of darkness. Touch of wicked people. Bring sicknesses. Bring sicknesses. It brings problems. The touch of wicked people. In the book of Job. Job chapter 1, we check verse 12. I'll read verse 10 to 12. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has? Chapter 1, verse 10. Have you not made a house around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But you now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely cost you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. That means his life. Do not touch. So Satan went. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he went out, what happened was that he began to oppress Job. the touch of Satan, Satan's touch. I pray every darkness that meant your life, every hand of darkness disrupting your job, listen to this word, they become vanished in Jesus' name. When Satan touch you, it can cause sickness. It can cause infirmity. It can demote the one on the higher ground. When the darkness touch man, destroy good things. And the very causes of this, unbelief causes it so much. Disobedience, evil act, or bad touch. These are the things that permit God to make Satan touch one's life. Just two people are being tested by their
first life
of joy. Just two people have the case that their faith encourages God and make him to make them play before Satan. I'm speaking about touch for wonder. I'm considering Satan's touch. That job that God disrupted is the touch of the Satan. That job that God disrupted is the touch of Satan. That family that God disarrayed is the touch of Satan. That life that God disarrayed is the touch of Satan. But this thing does not happen by accident. What I'm saying in essence is that God do permit Satan to do this many times through our unbelief, through our disobedience, through the thoughts we permit in our hearts, through our bad attitude, through annoying God. But something, they're like the case of Job. Just 2% of God, it happens to them like that. That God do make them before the devil. That God will say, Satan. Can you see there is a man I have in the world that does nothing for you to do to him that will forsake me? I have someone in the world. God do so. That is a test or the trial for faith. This happens to few people. But many causes of it. Because of the devil through our sin, our disobedience, and not whatever the kind of touch you may experience, whatever the sort of touch that can be happening, the touch of the devil, now that you're under this ministration, that hand will dry away. Satan's touch sometimes can make you trouble by your wife, it can trouble you by your husband. Sometimes they trouble you by your children. And that is why I'm speaking to you, the word of God. As I'm sent to you. Every hand of darkness torments you. Remove away as you hear the word of Jesus. Now I check on point two. Savior's touch for deliverance. When you are seeing Satan's touch for affliction, now you are considering Savior's touch for deliverance. Savior's touch for deliverance. The Lord Jesus Christ, that is the one. Jesus is called the Lord. His hand is the one of wonders. His hand is the one of wonders. He touches his hand to man for deliverance. Deliverance from the power of sin, from the spirit of sin, from the mightiness of sin, from the power that make one to act contrarily. Today, the hand of the Lord will touch your life. Jesus will touch for salvation. Salvation is when you are made from the power and the forces of the Lord. Jesus will touch to cleanse your heart. You which water cannot do. You do touch the life of man to heal. Jesus will touch the dead to be made living again. Jesus will touch the blind to make him see.
láti mú kí iye tó ra kó
go sí. You do touch to resuscitate that person.
Yóò sọ fún ti ọwọ́ kẹ ènìyàn fún ìgbé dídí àti ìgbéga.
Jesus do touch for appointment and exhortation. Ìfowópamọ́
ṣe Jésù a máa wà fún ìgbésókè.
The touch of Jesus is for exhortation.
Tí olúwa bá fi ọwọ́ kẹ ènìyàn a máa fi ọ̀nà ìyanu hàn.
When the Lord touch you that will work for wonder.
Kíbi tí ọlẹ́ wá sí àti ilé wọn gbọ́.
Whatever you had that you listen to this word.
Ìwọ́n tó ọjọ́ fífẹ́ ń bàjá.
You that you are being battled by long
problems.
Ojú pé ọ̀rọ̀ ni. Gospel according to Matthew. Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 3. Chapter 8, verse
3.
You can see the example. And Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. That's a particular place. Also in chapter
15.
Chapter 8, verse
3.
He touched a hand and a fever left her. The sickness that is
in you. Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run kà yẹn.
The hand of the Lord will touch you in Jesus' name.
Ọ̀rọ̀ pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tí ẹ̀ ń gbẹ́ yìí.
The word of God that you hear.
Ó ní ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run kà yẹn. Ayé kẹ́sẹ̀ yóò fi yín sílẹ̀.
Touch your life, the sickness in your life.
Ó ní ọwọ́ bà ní ọwọ́.
Touch her hand and the fever left her. And she arose and served them. She served them. She served them.
Àpẹẹrẹ ni mo ń fún yín.
I'm giving you example.
Ìfọwọ́kùn olùgbàlà fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
Saviour's touch for deliverance.
Ìfọwọ́kùn olùgbàlà fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
Saviour's touch for deliverance.
Ìwé ìyẹrere ti Luke.
Gospel according to Luke.
Oríkeje.
Chapter 7.
Ìwé ìyẹrere ti Luke oríkeje.
Gospel according to Luke chapter 7.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
I'm reading verse 14.
Ṣí ìkẹẹ̀dógún.
All true verse.
Ó ní ó sì wá.
15.
Ó sì fi ọwọ́ tú àgbà kó
máa náà. Touch the open coffin.
Ó fi ọwọ́ tú àgbà kó
sọ. Touch the open coffin.
Ọ̀rọ̀ yìí tí ẹ wà ní abẹ́rẹ̀.
Under this ministration that you have.
Ó ti ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run.
With the hand of God.
Bí ẹ ti ń gbọ́.
As you hear you.
Ọwọ́ rẹ̀ kàn yín.
His hand will touch you.
Ẹgbọ́n ó ní àwọn tí ó sì rú dúró jẹ́.
And those who carried him stood
still. Ó sì wí pé.
And he said.
Ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin.
Young man.
Ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin.
Young man. I say to you, arise. And the one who was there sat
down.
And began to speak and presented him to his mother. I prophesy by the word of God from this
position
the hand of the Lord will touch your life. All the good things that is your
head
they begin to
resurrect.
I said get up. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. I said they begin to speak. I said they begin to speak. Begin to speak. Begin to speak. All the dead good talent
all
the good things that is dead in your body. Rise up today. Rise up today. Gospel according to Luke the same
thing.
That same gospel according to Luke.
Ìwé ìyẹrẹ ti Luke.
Gospel according to Luke.
Orí kejìléní ogún.
Chapter 22.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànléní àádọ́ta.
Verse
61.
Verse 51. 51.
But Jesus down.
Jesus answered and said,
"Permit
even
this."
And I touched his ear and healed him. And healed him. Either you are paralyzed, as you hear the word of God, because not my own word, but the word of the Lord. The Lord healed me in Jesus' name.
That's where
he. Begin to hear God. That blind eyes begin to see clearly. But your eyes be opened. Understanding will be opened. The touch of the Lord. The touch of the Savior.
The
deliverance. Jesus
Christ.
How does it happen?
We
receive Jesus' touch by coming unto him. True repentance.
Nípasẹ̀ gbígba Jésù l'Olúwa.
True receiving Jesus as your Lord.
Gbígbọ́kànlé.
True trusting on
him. Nípasẹ̀ fífarajẹ fún.
True commitment to
him. Nípasẹ̀ sísúnmọ́ Olúwa.
True cleaving to the Lord.
Nípa gbígbọ́rọ̀ Ọlọ́run bẹ́ẹ̀ ti ń bọ̀ yìí.
True hearing the word of God like
a bee. Àti kíkà.
And by reading
him. Àti kíkà.
I'm meditating in me. I'm praying on Jesus. Maybe I'm too fast. I'll repeat it once again. The Lord do touch man. What gave me the assurance to prophesy to your life? I know that as you listen and that you are receiving me.
That's
what I'm prophesying to your life.
That
all your dry bones shall live now.
The
Lord will touch one with his hand of water. When you come to him by repentance, that's number one.
You
give the guide of your life to him that you surrender to, that number two. And when you rely on him, you rely his work on the place of the cross. You rely on his bed, his name, his word, his blood. That's a great power. Number four, you now be committed. That commitment deals with laying down your time, listen to his word, also cleaving to the Lord by hearing his word like you do, and by meditating in it, and by reading in
it.
Can you see that? If you can now pray, and by that God will touch you. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13. I'll read from verse 10. He teaches in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue. And behold, there was a woman with a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bent over and could in no way raise up her soul. But when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said to her, woman, you are used from your infirmity, and a lady was made great and glorified God. And before you, like I am saint, in your life begin to come
to
touched her, and she was made old. Why? Where did she found
her?
The places where God's hand can touch you. On that teaching, when Jesus was teaching, at the place Jesus was teaching his
mother,
he saw the woman that was bent. Two sicknesses she has begun to bend, she couldn't raise up her head.
All
the problem has
been
God will make straight your life. The great hand of God will make straight your life. It is the authority of the word
given to me.
As your hand that is
manifested,
the hand of the Lord will touch your life. The hand of the word of God. Therefore, if you demand the
Christ,
you must not but come to him to
repentance.
You must not but give the control of
God
to him. You must not but rely on him. You must be committed and cling to him by hearing his word. You listen to it diligently, diligently to read it, to meditate in it, and you pray in faith. And that is that. That womb that is there that cannot conceive again, make the living Jesus say that your womb is
fertile.
The fertility of God is
for
the
living Jesus
name. I pray from the power of God. Jesus name. See that your hand has been
melted.
See that your name
is fertile.
And the Lord will touch you under this ministration. You are delivered. Now I check on point 3. Specific touch for individual. And the hand of darkness is removed. As you are receiving the touch of God, you know even you can touch the Lord as well.
If you are worker,
you as well can touch the Lord. The book of Mark that was a stepping stone. That Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. From verse
25.
And a woman who had the issue of blood from years, who had suffered many things from many physicians. She has spent all that she had. She has spent everything and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came back to him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, that is in her heart, if I can touch his cloth, he shall be made whole. She had the faith in him. After she received the word, she received sanctification. Now she begins to follow Jesus. She heard about him, she came behind him, she sneaked into the crowd and she touched him. She touched him. And also we see the woman. Darkness has touched her for oppression. I never knew, maybe she's a morality for her to be. Maybe she aborted and the blood is rushing. And we are assured that darkness touched her. And now she's being oppressed. And it brings great sorrow into her life. But now she's bleeding blood all her life. She has spent all the good things by which she can acquire. The savers have deceived her. But this woman heard about Jesus. Now she came behind Jesus. She touched him. No need of the Lord touching me. I'm the one to touch him. And now she receives his wonder. You also will receive the same wonder. Besides the Lord touching her, you also can touch him. The touch the woman had on him, it is a meaningful touch. There are some people that touch Jesus so that the people can see them. He told his neighbor that I will go to Jesus now. You see me with him. But this woman, the thought in her heart was that if I can touch him, I will make whole. And she went there and said likewise. Immediately, her sorrow wiped away. The oppression became comfort. That's how it becomes. How it was then, the same thing even now, and even now today, observations here, three things, and in verse 27, number 1, he had about touch for oneness. You can touch the Savior. The hem of his garment is his word. His word, his doctrine, his teaching. You can touch him. This is what you are hearing. She had about Christ. That is being number 2, she came behind him in the crowd. She nudged, sluggish, and she persevered. She came behind him, number 3, she stretched forth her hand and touched him with the intention that if I should touch him, I will make whole. Those are the steps she took that brought wonders for her. You can also do that. I can do that as well. You can do that as well. You can do that now. Today I will touch Jesus for wonder. Number 1 that she heard about him means she heard about his word. She had his proclamation. You also hear the word of the Lord now. You are listening to his gospel. You are hearing about Jesus conceived through the Holy Spirit, born Virgin Mary. The one who lives a spotless and sinless life. The one who never speak any word of anger. That Jesus rebuked that. 3. He was teaching the disciples that Jesus that he corrected the Sadducees and Pharisees in Matthew chapter 1. He said, woe to you, not by force. He was correcting them because of their stiff nakedness as their law. He was correcting them. I'm explaining this that when you can diligently hear the word of the Lord and you receive him, and by his word, that you went and you come to repentance. That means you heard about him. You heard about him. You heard about him. I said you heard about him. Coming behind him. You heard hearing about him. Now coming behind him. This is to give your life to him. To give your life to him. She surrendered that Jesus comes into her life. She surrendered that Jesus guides her life. She surrendered to follow Jesus. She never went before Jesus. She never said, let me go to him. No, she said no need for that. I'm not worthy of going before him. She went before him. She surrendered that Jesus control and lead him and guide him. She surrendered that Jesus is our Lord. That her mom, she heard about him. Now she came behind him. The interpretation is that she gave the surrender of her life to him. She received him as a Lord and Savior number three. She stretched forth her hand. She touched his garment with the intention that if I should touch her, I will make old. I'm not touching him so that people will see me. The intention of my touching is that I become old. The purpose of my touching is that I become well. This means the hand of the prayer of faith. Prayer from the heart that has repented. That stretching forth of hand means prayer of faith. Don't receive bad thoughts in your heart again. You heard about Jesus. You've come behind him. You need to stretch forth your hand with a good heart. That your family problem the one you have is superior to him. This woman, she stretched forth her hand. She stretched forth her hand. That is the hand of prayer. The hand of faith. Prayer from the heart of faith. I can call upon him. I can call upon him. I can hear his word from the pastor. I shall be delivered. If I can pray, then that will happen. And that was the reason Jesus did say, be for you as your faith. So be for you according to your faith. So be for you according to your faith. The way you believe. So be what will happen to you. That a mom. You can also touch Jesus today. You can touch him. You can touch him. Can touch him. You can touch him. Because he said in himself, myself, can touch his cloth, I will make whole. What is your motive as you listen to this word? What is the intention of your heart as you pray? What are your intentions as you call upon the name of the Lord? This is where I'm going to hang it for today. It also means steps of faith, words of faith, acts of faith. Now look at Anna. She touched the Lord. She went to Shiloh. She went to Shiloh. They have stopped praying. She never stopped. Not violent prayer, but silent prayer. Look at Jabez. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. You also can do that by having genuine faith. Genuine faith in the Lord. By having absolute trust in the Lord. Faith, trust, and courage. Your time of wonder has come. Rise up to your face now. Two things I want you to know. It is either the hand of the Lord touch you. Before I stop this message, before you hear this message finish, either the hand of the Lord touch you, or that go for work, or that you touch him, you will receive wonder. Rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet. Number one thing I want you to do, you heard about Jesus now. Be ready to come behind him. I want you to stretch forth your hand. But come behind him. As you have heard about him, moving. That problem waiting your time. That problem waiting on you today. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet. Say, Lord, I have heard about you. I've come behind you today. I've come behind you today. Every spirit of evil, Lord. Now come out of my life. Now rise up on your feet. How do you spirit of
evil.
Come out. The Lord does not bring you to Christianity so that you can He brought you to Christianity to
return.
This is the time you have been started in the name of Jesus. I've heard about Jesus. I've come behind
you.
In the name of Jesus, I touch my
eyes,
the Lord. Every
time
you come out, the word I have, I touch the Lord. I lift the
Lord.
From those words of
them, I
expose my life. For in Jesus' name, our Lord.